One revival is less than perfect, but better than all the new shows he's seen this season. And a very different revival is the best show he's seen so far. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews the revival of Merrily We Roll Along and Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish.
Merrily We Roll Along was a flop in 1981, even with some of the liveliest and most beautiful songs of Stephen Sondheim. That the musical tells the story of three friends backwards is often blamed for the flop. Backwards from now, when they're bitterly apart, back through the years to a happy beginning. City Center's Encores revival in 2012, with projections and other stagecraft, made the backwardness work and was definitive. Fiasco's revival of Merrily, now off-Broadway, does not quite work. Fiasco's revival of Sondheim's Into the Woods was surreal in the design and performance, but Into the Woods is a fantasy. Merrily is relatively realistic, and Fiasco's minimalist and even abstract production often feels haphazard, looks haphazard. That said, even an imperfect Sondheim revival is better than most new musicals, and the songs are nonetheless lively and beautiful. Fiasco's Merrily We Roll Along is playing now at Roundabout's Laura Pell's Theater. Also playing now off-Broadway is The Best Show I've Seen So Far This Season. Another revival, but done very differently. Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish, presented by the National Yiddish Theater Volksbühne. Shraga Friedman translated Joseph Stein's book and Sheldon Harnick's lyrics into the language of Shalom Aleichem, author of the stories that were adapted into the musical, stories about a Jewish community in 1890s Russia under the threat of a pogrom. The people otherwise live sometimes grumpy, but mostly lovingly, a traditional Jewish life. Joel Grey directed the show, and the show employs some of the original dances of Jerome Robbins, including the bedazzling bottle dance. Jerry Bock's music is, as always, dramatic and delightful. You can read what they're saying and singing in English side titles, but Fiddler is so familiar that you know what they're saying and singing anyway. Everyone performs heartily, but any production of Fiddler depends on who's playing Tevye, the milkman, surviving the frequent mishigas of Anatevka and frequently talking with God. I've enjoyed many a Tevye, but Stephen Skybell is the best Tevye I've ever seen, even without the subtitles or side titles. In his eyes, with his hands, how he shrugs, how he speaks in Yiddish, Tevye's whimsy and Tevye's anguish radiate from the stage. Fiddler in Yiddish is heart-lifting and is playing now on Theater Row, 42nd Street, at Stage 42. I'm Michael Bourne.